shock value. How a few eccentric outsiders gave us nightmares, conquered Hollywood, and invented modern horror. By Jason Zinnemann. Narrated by Pete Larkin. Copyright 2011 by Jason Zinnemann. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Penguin Press, a member of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The first monster that an audience has to be scared of is the filmmaker. They have to feel in the presence of someone not confined by the normal rules of propriety and decency. Wes Craven. The moans of a woman in pain echoed down the hallways of an office building. Then came the lewd roar of a man enjoying himself. It was Times Square in the early 70s. High above the traffic of Broadway, inside a cramped editing room, a baby-faced director, Wes Craven, huddled over a television screen staring at his first feature film, The Last House on the Left. Sean Cunningham, his producer and friend, sat nearby, worrying. This is sick, Cunningham thought. But is it good sick? Cunningham had worked backstage off-Broadway and shot softcore pornography. He was not naive. After a few years making cheap movies, peddling cheaper thrills, he developed a feel for exploitation, for tapping into the desires of sweaty men in trench coats without alienating the other crucial demographic of teenagers necking at drive-in theaters. So when he told Craven he wanted him to make an extreme exploitation movie, he was thinking of some nudity, a splash or two of blood, and maybe even a bit of sadism to satisfy the perverts. But this film, this was, well, what exactly?